Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more stoicism, a whole lot of heart, and maybe a dash of humor thrown in for good measure. Today, we're diving into something super relevant: how to manage our social media and online presence for the sake of our mental health. Ever scroll through Instagram and suddenly feel like your life is falling apart? Or find yourself comparing yourself to other people's seemingly perfect realities on Facebook? You know that feeling when you step away from your phone, take a deep breath, and think, whoa, I need to get my head straight. Yeah, me too. That's why we're tackling this today, because taking control of our online world can actually make a huge difference in how we feel about ourselves offline. Here are 5 key takeaways that might just change the way you approach your social media. Firstly, awareness is power. Seriously. Before you even think about hitting that follow button or posting that selfie, ask yourself, is this adding value to my life? Or am I just seeking validation from strangers? We all crave connection, but scrolling mindlessly can leave us feeling more disconnected than ever. Secondly, curate your feed intentionally. Think of it like a garden. You wouldn't just plant any old thing in there, right? You want flowers that bloom, trees that give shade, and veggies that nourish your soul. So unfollow accounts that drain your energy or make you feel inadequate. Follow those who inspire you, educate you, and make you laugh. Fill your feed with positivity and intention. Thirdly, remember the power of less is more. You don't have to be on every platform, share everything, or constantly be connected. Taking breaks from social media can be a game changer. Try setting specific times for checking it, or even dedicating entire days or weekends where you unplug completely. Fourthly, think about the story you're telling. Every post, every comment contributes to the narrative of your online self. Are you presenting an authentic version of yourself? Or are you hiding behind a carefully curated facade? Remember, authenticity is magnetic. It attracts genuine connections and fosters real relationships. And finally, practice self-compassion. Social media can be a tough world to navigate, filled with unrealistic expectations and comparisons that leave us feeling inadequate. Be kind to yourself. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that your worth isn't defined by the number of likes or followers you have. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're scrolling through social media and you see someone posting about their amazing vacation, their flawless skin, their perfect life. You know that feeling, the one where you start to doubt yourself, your own achievements, even your happiness. That's the comparison trap. We've all been there. Here's the thing. Social media often presents a highlight reel, a curated snapshot of someone's best moments. It's not always a reflection of their reality. Remember that behind every seemingly perfect post, there are real people with real struggles, insecurities, and challenges. Instead of letting those comparisons drag you down, practice gratitude for the things in your own life. Focus on your strengths, celebrate your accomplishments, and remember that your journey is unique and valuable. So, what's the takeaway? Social media can be a powerful tool for connection, inspiration, even entertainment. But it's important to use it consciously and mindfully. Be intentional about who you follow, what you consume, and how you engage. Remember, your mental health is more important than any number of likes or followers. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your strategies for managing social media and protecting your mental well-being? Share your thoughts and tips in the comments below. Let's build a community that supports each other on this journey. And don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Way podcast for more daily doses of wisdom, inspiration, and maybe a little bit of laughter along the way. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.